One of the state attorneys general filing suit against the mortgage industry is Ohio's Richard Cordray. He joins us now from member station WCBE in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be with you.
And I should mention, by the way, that you are running for re-election this November. You filed suit last week against GMAC Mortgage and its parent company, Ally Financial. You haven't accused them of negligence or poor business practices, but of fraud.
That's correct. And in fact, what has been acknowledged, and we also sued the individual who so far has been acknowledged to have engaged in the practice of what's come to be called robo-signing, is that on a mass scale, GMAC was filing fraudulent affidavits with the courts of Ohio. This is the evidence that they're presenting to a court on which to take people's private property away from them and to commit a fraud on the court, either in an individual case, which is serious enough, but to do it in a raft of cases. We thought it was a very serious problem and it violates our consumer protection laws. And we do think it's fraud. I don't know how else you could characterize it.
What are you asking for in the suit?
We're asking for a halt to foreclosures that involve fraudulent evidence. We are asking for remedies under the consumer protection laws of Ohio, which can amount to as much as $25,000 per violation. And we think that that's the appropriate thing to do here.
There have been more than 45,000 foreclosures in Ohio this year, more than 2.3 million in the U.S. overall. This might not be easy to parse, but how much of this is about fraud and how much of it is just a way to try to keep people in their homes?
Well, we're always interested in keeping people in their homes if possible, but it's also about the integrity of our court system. Nobody can defend a practice of filing false and fraudulent affidavits with the courts in this country. It's the overwhelming volume for some of these folks that's led them to cut corners, and private property rights are considered, you know, fundamental under the Constitution. So for people to simply say, oh, this is sloppy paperwork, it's a very minor thing, that's one perspective. But another perspective is you're systematically defrauding our courts, and they deserve better than that, and so do Ohio citizens.
Is there any coordination among the various attorneys general who are pursuing actions?
There will definitely be, and already is, collaboration, coordination among the states, and probably with the Justice Department. I don't want to jump the gun on that, but there have been referrals to the Justice Department, and I know Attorney General Holder spoke generally about the issue this past week. It's a serious problem, and something's going to have to be done to clean up the foreclosure process in this country, no question.
The housing market is, of course, already suffering. Is there a risk here of adding a burden on an already struggling industry?
I have believed for 5 or 6 years, and Ohio was one of the first states to the foreclosure epidemic in this country, and it continues to bog us down, that the foreclosure problem and the housing problem is the single biggest albatross holding back the American economy. And until we fix this problem, until we make more sense out of the loans and lending out there and we get sales moving again, we are going to continue to lag economically. I just don't. It's the elephant in the room that nobody has yet successfully addressed.
In the middle of all this, of course, are homeowners who might have been foreclosed on or in the middle of a foreclosure or bought a property that they thought was in foreclosure. What are they supposed to do?
If homes were already foreclosed on and people have left those homes and maybe those properties have been resold to innocent third parties who knew nothing about the problems, that's going to be a hard issue for courts to sort out. And we're not necessarily, and we're not at this point asking for those sales to be unwound. What we are asking the court is, let's not have any new foreclosures go forward based on fraudulent affidavits. If the banks can put together the evidence and put it together in a form that's proper within our court system, the kind of things that are expected of every other party in every other case before they can get judicial relief, then that's fine. But we need to have a pause while we figure this out going forward.
Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray is among dozens of state attorneys general filing suit against the mortgage industry. He joined me from member station WCBE in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.